Hello, hello, good afternoon, happy Sunday, happy post 4th of July, everyone. Welcome in, you're tuned into a very posh show. Yeah, today we have a very special guest. You've heard him before, you loved him before. Welcome back for a record 7th time, Mr. Tony Zolfagari. How you doing, bub?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Not doing too hot after this off-season, but yeah, so if you couldn't guess, this has been one of the craziest free agencies of all time.
And depressing.
Depressing, crazy, whatever the terms we could use. I remember my mom, your wife, we were watching a play together in Pasadena, so she was staying over. And at like 11 o'clock, I saw the news on Kawhi Leonard, and I was just losing my mind. And mom was like, "Are you okay? What's happening? Is everything all right?" So, yeah, you found out the next morning, right?
Yes, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I woke up. Somehow I checked my cell phone. I said, no, it can't be true.
Wait, you checked your cell phone. Did you get text message or did you check like...
Somebody text me.
I left you a voicemail.
Yeah, maybe that
but maybe
was it.
Was that, but...
Then I look at it and say, oh my goodness.
So for anyone who didn't know, Kawhi Leonard... would you call him the best player in the league?
Yes.
I would too. Kawhi Leonard, best player in the league, basically took a medium-level team of Toronto Raptors all the way to the championship and won the championship for him. And basically throughout the whole offseason, the choices were either he stays with Toronto or he goes to Los Angeles to join either the Lakers and the Clippers.
Or Clippers.
And there were rumors, this, he's going here, he's doing this, he's doing that. Finally, and the Lakers, basically, Lakers had a choice because we only had one max slot. It was either sign people and lose that max slot and give up on Kawhi Leonard, or hold out, don't sign anyone, and sign Kawhi Leonard. Now, for me, I respect the decision to wait for Kawhi Leonard. You have a chance to build a dynasty. Would you have done the same?
Yeah, but he shouldn't wait that long.
Oh, on him. But if you're the Lakers, if you're the GM...
Lakers did the right way. That was right.
Yeah.
But Kawhi was something I didn't like it. He waited till all the players gone. Then he decided to go to Clippers.
So, two things on this. I think there are two outcomes of this, and I think both mean he's very smart. In my opinion, this is looking hindsight, he wanted to come to Los Angeles. He wanted to live in Los Angeles. He enjoys Southern California. Yeah. I think any person in the world would pick Southern California over Southern Canada. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But so there's two ways to look at it. Either he took a very long time because he wanted to see what his options were. He wanted to see if the Clippers were going to trade for someone. Can he sign there? Or from the very beginning, he wanted to join the Clippers. And he waited a long time so that the Lakers missed out on
I think
everyone.
Neither of them. I think he talked to Clippers to get Paul George. In order for me to come to your team, I want Paul George. But getting Paul George, it took a long time. That's why I think he was waiting to see if Clippers can get Paul George. As soon as he heard that he can... He went to Clippers.
If the Clippers didn't get Paul George...
I think he would go to Lakers.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's why they lost a lot of first round and lots of players.
Now, if you're on the school of thought that he would have gone to Clippers either way, which some people are a part of, then the theory that he waited to screw over the Lakers is possible.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You think he's a good person?
He doesn't want it to be the only guy in Clippers. He talked to them. He said, if you can get somebody, because I'm not going to play 45 minutes a game. No. Let's get somebody good, at least one good player like...
A superstar.
A superstar like Paul George.
It was going to be Paul George or Bradley Beal, I feel like.
Yeah, but Paul George is better.
True, if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, because they have a good point guard. They have a good defender. The Clippers, they're perfect team now. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this team.
Their bench could be better, but
I think
we'll get into it.
I think they are even better than the Golden State 3 years ago.
Ooh, no.
You will see.
Wait, 3 years ago, Golden State before Kevin Durant.
Before Kevin Durant, yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
You put Kawhi Leonard and and Paul George over Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green?
Anytime, any day.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, Dad.
I tell you why. Because the other cast of the Clippers, they're very, very good defender.
The second, yeah.
Exactly. Well, and they have Lou William, that he, I think he's... a little bit, almost the same as Klay Thompson.
Okay, Dad. Come on. His defense is nowhere near Klay Thompson.
If they let him play, he plays second.
His offense is good, but Bob, Klay Thompson can guard any person in the league.
Okay, let him guard. Clippers has already enough... defender.
You've been talking to L way too much. You're not our cousin.
I'm telling you. One by one, I think Clippers, if they keep their unit intact, they're going to be 4 years champion.
Wow.
Watch my word.
Okay.
I tell you, this day, write it down.
Okay. We'll move to the Clippers in a sec, but let's stick on to the... If they don't get injured, obviously. Let's reel it back a little towards the Lakers. Let's say you're the GM of the Lakers, and you decide from the very beginning, we're not getting Kawhi. Forget Kawhi, we're not going to get him.
Okay.
Of all the free agents that signed, who would have been your first option?
For
me, it would be Bojan Bogdanović. I really like him. Okay. Good defender, good shooter. D'Angelo Russell wouldn't have been bad.
What else?
Kemba Walker wouldn't have been bad.
Oh, that would be wonderful, yeah.
You'd go Kemba?
Yeah.
I'd go Bojan Bogdanović.
I'd go Kemba. Kemba Walker with the...
I'm gonna, buddy.
Oh my goodness!
Since you disagreed with me, I'm gonna turn off your mic. You're not allowed to talk. No, I'm just kidding. This is my show. You agree with what I say?
Sorry.
All right. So I have tissues here. If you need to cry at any point, let's go over the Lakers roster right now.
I wish we got the Ariza.
Really?
Yeah.
Over Kemba Walker?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Like just in general.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Bob.
Yes.
Here's our lineup. Tell me if you disagree with the starters at any point. I'm going to say the starters first.
Okay.
So for point guards, we have Rajon Rondo,
yes,
Alex Caruso, and Quinn Cook. These are our three point guards.
Uh-huh.
Shooting guard, Danny Green as the starter, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and Troy Daniels.
Huh.
Small forward, Lobodan, and his reserve, Jared Dudley.
Okay.
Then power forward, Anthony Davis, reserve, Kyle Kuzma, and then center, DeMarcus Cousins, reserve, JaVale McGee.
And AD. AD can play center, too.
For the sake of just reading the argument, anyone can play different positions, but just for the sake of, like, lineup-wise.
Okay.
Where's our biggest weakness? Do you want to see the lineup? I wrote it down. In my opinion, our biggest weakness... shooting guard. It's fair there. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is trash. But I think reserve wing.
Dudley, you mean?
Yeah. Who else is LeBron's reserve at small forward? Maybe Kuzma for a few minutes, but I don't know if I trust Kuzma. I don't trust Kuzma at either position, to be honest, in terms of defensively. Offensively, you can play it, but defensively...
Forget about defense.
I'm serious.
Our team is really bad on defense.
Yeah. AD is a good defender, though.
Danny Green is
a good defender, though.
Danny Green, but he can't play 48 minutes.
Yeah, he can. He's only 32.
30 to 48 minutes.
Well, not 48 minutes, but
how
you can play.
How many minutes do you want to play?
33, 34, 35.
Not bad. Okay.
That's an average for a starter.
Okay.
But that's it. These are only two defenders.
I would go with the shooting guard. We have problem. We have problem with point guard. We have a lot of problems.
Oh, point guard. Point guard is a really bad problem. And this comes into what I wanted to say. Rajon Rondo versus Alex Caruso. We were talking about this a little before the show.
Yes.
Before I say my thoughts, can you tell me a little bit more of what you were thinking about for who should start for the point guards?
Rajon Rondo.
And why is that?
Because he's not a shooter. He's good in assist and steal. And when they play the first half, usually the best players they're playing, like AD,
the starters,
and LeBron, and all those good players, they can shoot. Then the second team, Caruso, is a good shooter. He can help Kuzma to score a little bit. Otherwise, if we put everybody good in the first half, the second half we're going to lose. Every game we're going to lose.
My one thing with Rondo is there's this guy named Tom Haberstroh. He's an NBA, like, he's very into analytics, mm-hmm. which it's cut like a foreign language to me almost. But he said every single player on our team last year mm-hmm. had a positive offensive rating when they would play the lineup, when they would play with LeBron James. That lineup had a positive, as a duo, had a positive offensive rating.
Okay.
Only Rajon Rondo had a negative offensive rating with him, and it was a negative 55.
And but then, did they look at his assist?
Offensive overall. How many points that duo scores with their lineup?
I see. Okay.
And the one thing for Rondo, I'll say, is when he was the point guard on the Pelicans, when the Pelicans had Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins, mm-hmm. he was perfect with them.
Okay, maybe.
He was perfect
That's
with them.
Why...
But when you have... Cousins is not a good distance shooter. He's an inside post guy. He's not
too.
That good at the three-pointer.
Okay.
But then you have Anthony Davis and LeBron, who can shoot. But would you not say they're at their best when they're driving to the basket?
Of course, yes.
So when you're driving to the basket and you have three defenders closing in on you, you have to throw out to a very good three-pointer.
Okay, give it to AD.
AD is an okay three-pointer, but he's not a sharpshooter, Bob.
I know, but they can go two-pointer.
But having Danny Green and having Alex Caruso last year, 53% on open threes. We need shooters around LeBron and AD.
Pasha, when you say 53%...
You
have to see how many he attempt. If it was five and
that's
he made
fair.
Three...
That's fair.
You cannot
That's
say
fair.
He's a good shooter.
But he's a far better shooter than Rondo.
Because he should...
He played a good amount last year when Rondo was out. I mean, not a lot. It's
not
a very
a
fair point. It's
yeah.
a very fair point that his numbers were lower.
Yeah.
But I think if you just see on open threes, which don't happen... The analytics of the time that he has played, with the only information that we have, I think that's worth giving more of a shot than Rondo.
Yeah,
but all that being said, I'm 99.9% sure Rondo's going to start.
Rondo is going to start because we need a shooter for the second team, for the reserve.
Now, you also said something very interesting before the show. You were telling me that you don't think Cousins should start.
I don't think Cousins should start. So, unless he's very, very healthy. Last year, it shows. He played 15 minutes. 10 minutes, he was walking like he's tired. Only 5 minutes, he was really good.
So
I think he should be reserved.
So counter to that, he didn't play until, what, February, January?
January.
He wasn't able to exercise. He was just coming back from his first year back from an injury, which usually Achilles is very, very innocent. But I think it can go two ways. Either one, his career is over. That Achilles thing killed him. You're a 7-pound, 200-something pound guy. And if you have a bum Achilles, then you're done. You're toast.
Okay.
Or if you can come back, I think this is the year you can come back.
I think he should be back. If he wants to get a big contract for the next year, he should play his butt out. But, as you said, he might... Not be.
He might be toast.
Exactly.
He might be toast.
He might be the
but
same
he has a whole offseason of working out, of training. Like, he did look gassed in the playoffs because he wasn't working out all year.
Okay. I really, really hope he's the same as 5 years ago. 4 years
I don't
ago.
Think that'll ever happen. I think maybe 80% though. 80% of that is still good.
It's still is wonderful. Even 70% is good.
Let's say he comes back 70% of what he is.
Okay.
Let's say he comes back a little better than he was last year.
Last year.
But more in shape, but talent-wise, a little better.
20 minutes per game.
You start him over McGee?
Yes.
Do you start him, period? Do you put him in the starting lineup?
If he play good, yes.
Okay.
If he doesn't play good, you should put him out, put McGee in there.
Yeah, I mean, not that McGee's a shooter, but it really bugs me that our shooting is not that good. And also, can we please, for the love of God, talk about why we keep signing Kentavious Caldwell-Pope?
Oh, because...
Why? I don't understand.
Because maybe...
He has the same agent as Lobnon. So we signed him to those 2 years, 1 year deal to make his agent happy and make LeBron come. I totally get that. Totally understand. Why this time?
Because they have anybody else. Who should we get?
Honest to God, Bob. Honest to God, I would take Vince Carter at the minimum over KCP at $9 million. I promise you I would do that.
Okay.
Would you? Would you rather have KCP or Kyle Korver?
Kyle Korver.
Me too. Would you rather have KCP or Avery Bradley?
Avery Bradley for sure.
We could have both those guys for minimum. Why are we paying KCP $9 million for maybe, 2 years?
Maybe the owner of Lakers, she likes this guy. I don't know.
She likes Rob Pelinka. That's another problem with the Lakers is I'm all about loyalty. I think loyalty is a very strong thing. But when somebody does wrong or when somebody is not that good, it's okay to let them go. You don't have to be loyal to someone if they're not helping you.
Exactly.
Be loyal to the organization first. Lakers deserve your loyalty more than Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
This guy, I'm surprised because he's still happy.
It kills me. It really kills me. So as we were talking about...
Now let me ask you about Avery Bradley.
He's out there.
Then why we don't get him?
He did not have a good season last season.
That's fine.
And he's coming off an injury. He's 32 years old.
Look at our players.
What's up?
Look at our players.
I mean, he's better than Troy Daniels. I mean, his defense is good, and we could use defense. But right now, I think...
Is he a shooting guard?
Yeah.
But defense in the team.
But his threes aren't that great. Is my only issue.
Is a free agent that has a good 3-pointer?
So that was going to be my next one. I was just about to lead into it.
Okay.
So my question for you: what is more important to you right now for us to get? And I think both are very close. I don't even know if I have an answer for this. Do you think 3-point shooting is more important for? We have 12 players. You're able to have 15.
Okay.
For our last three slots, I think we have one mid-level exception for like $5 million and then veteran minimums
for the
rest. We need
a 3-pointer.
You think 3-pointer more than defense?
3-pointer more than defense.
Here are some free agents that I found that you let me know what you think. I'll list them all and then you tell me which one enticed you the most. So Kyle Korver is going to be bought out. So it's Kyle Korver, Jabari Parker, Vince Carter, Pau Gasol, Avery Bradley, Justin Holiday. Jermichael Green, but he's...
How old is Justin Holiday?
Justin Holiday, I think he's like 24, 25.
That's good. He's good.
He's pretty young.
He's not bad. I think he should be with him and Avery Korver.
Sorry, Justin Holiday's 30.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was way younger than that.
No,
he looks good. Whoever is his dermatologist does a great job.
He's good, actually. We should get him.
I think Kyle Korver would be my number one.
Jabari Parker is good, too.
And Jabari Parker plays small forward.
Yeah.
I think having Jabari Parker off the bench to back up LeBron James is not a bad call.
Who is that guy? Dudley. Let him go fishing. Give him some money. Let him go. Why we got him, I don't know.
We got him because at the point where we almost signed Kawhi Leonard, and I made this mistake of saying this on my last show that we wouldn't be able to sign anyone until Kawhi Leonard. Apparently, if you sign someone for the veteran minimum, it doesn't go against the cap.
Of course,
so we could only sign veteran minimum people until we found out about Kawhi. So the only people who were going to take it were going to be Dudley and Troy Daniels, who were the two we signed before Kawhi Leonard made the decision.
See.
Now that Kawhi Leonard made his decision, I think they would take back.
But I don't mind to get Korver.
Me neither. Korver, he's a sharpshooter.
And that guy is Troy Holiday.
Justin Holiday.
If we can get these three...
I 100% agree.
I think we are doing not bad.
I think... And I keep adding Pau Gasol into the list. We don't need another center, but I would love Pau Gasol to come back,
man. You want to just sit in the back and...
He won us two championships. I want him back in the Laker jersey.
Oh,
him and Kobe won us two championships.
Yeah.
But I think for me... Justin Holiday, but I think he's going to get more money than the minimum. I think I would give Jabari Parker the mid-level, the $5 million a year. Maybe sign him a year or two, see what happens. But I'm sure he'll get a higher offer than that. Kyle Korver, obviously. If we can't get Kyle Korver, Vince Carter, and then Justin Holiday.
Yes, that's a good idea. Let's do it.
Yeah.
What and is Ginny's phone number?
I call her. But the one thing I worry about is the team that we have right now, it could work. It could work. But it could work in a system of good coaching. I don't know. What do you think of Frank Vogel?
I like him.
Yeah?
I like him a lot.
I just worry that he has both Lionel Hollins and Jason Kidd in the locker room. Jason Kidd is buddy-buddy with LeBron James. Lionel Hollins is buddy-buddy with Kurt Rambis, who's buddy-buddy with the Genie Bus. So you have this thing of it's...
When you're a head coach, you are a head coach. He's going to tell them to sit down.
I hope so.
But the last word is mine.
I hope so.
If he does that, he's going to do good.
And you think he will?
Yes.
Okay. And then finally, I wanted to give you props for being one of the first people ever to dislike Magic Johnson. Can you tell me why you don't like Magic Johnson?
I think he's selfish and he's not a truthful person. He lies. That's what I think. Fair. And it happened in Lakers and everybody thinks he's good. I doubt it. I think he messed up the Lakers more than anybody else. Of course, he brought LeBron James, 38 years old, here.
But he's 34 back. You can't just call him a 38-year-old.
I mean, he'll be 38 very soon. 4 years contract.
He'll be 38. Okay, okay. No, we'll cut his age at the end of the contract. 4 years
contract. Okay, if you bring in the superstar, he shouldn't be by himself.
Well, that's another thing. Kawhi Leonard wanted to talk to Magic Johnson, and Magic Johnson couldn't close the deal.
You see?
Magic Johnson's useless.
He's rich, but it doesn't mean that he's a good...
GM.
GM.
True. All right, Bob.
Yes.
We're based out of L.A. The show is coming to you live from L.A., all the audience. We got to talk about the Clippers.
Of course. Let's talk about the...
Let me tell you the Clippers lineup right now.
Yeah.
This is, what, July 7th. Happy birthday, Neda. July 7th.
Happy birthday, Neda.
July 7th at, what, 5:30 almost.
5:30.
This is their lineup.
Okay.
Starter, point guard, Patrick Beverley. Reserve, Lou Williams.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Shooting guard, Landry Shamet. Solid three-point shooter. Rodney Magruder, Jerome Robinson. Small forward, Kawhi Leonard, Mo Harkless.
Okay.
Power forward, Paul George. And this guy, I think they just signed him, but Kaban Gele. And then center, Ivica Zubac and Montrezl Harrell.
Wow.
Where do you think their biggest weakness is? And you can look at the...
Shooting guard. Thing.
Shooting guard? I like Landry Shamet, but I do agree with you there. I think shooting guard and reserve point guard. Because I think if you...
They don't need a point guard. Listen, this guy, Leonard, he can be a point guard. He can be a center.
He's never been a point guard before.
They gave him the ball all the time.
They gave him the ball often, but Kyle Lowry there.
He can pass the ball. He's the best. He's the best man show.
So when it comes to... Clippers versus... And, oh, another thing I want to ask. Why do you think Kawhi Leonard ended up choosing the Lakers over the Clippers?
Because he went to Clippers.
Oh, sorry, he picked the Clippers over the Lakers.
Okay, he went to Clippers because now that is his team. If he goes to the Lakers, it would be LeBron James' team. He would be the second man. He wants to have a dynasty just like this guy, LeBron. In a different team. Now he likes the city of Los Angeles. Who is the best team after Lakers? Clippers.
Do you think the front office had to do with it too?
Of course. Jerry West is a smart cookie guy. Even though he's 81.
He's your age.
Almost. I'll be there. I'll be there soon.
If we're going to add years to LeBron, let's add years to you too, poor guy.
No. He's a smart guy. And the staff in Clippers, they know what they are doing. The staff in Lakers, they don't know what they are doing. That's the difference between these two teams.
So let's do comparisons of Lakers versus Clippers.
Go ahead.
Head coach, I think we both agree Clippers.
Clippers.
Front office, Clippers.
Of course.
Okay, now the actual players. Point guard. Rondo versus Patrick Beverley.
And also owners.
Owners, Clippers.
Clippers.
So Clippers have a 3-0 lead right now.
So far.
Okay. Rondo versus Pat Bev.
Pat Bev.
Danny Green versus Landry Shamet. I think that was actually pretty close.
I would go Danny Green.
I
go Danny
Green. If I had to pick because one, I'd go, I go
he,
even.
No. He has a better defense.
That's true.
Okay.
So, wait, who was it that you said? No, never mind. Okay. Small forward, LeBron versus Kawhi.
Kawhi.
Power forward, Anthony Davis versus Paul George.
Anthony Davis.
Center, Cousins versus Zubats.
Zubac or the other guy?
Montrezl Harrell. We're counting him for bench. We're going to talk bench.
Then Marcus Cousins.
Okay, and then bench for the Lakers, Caruso, Cook, Caldwell, Pope, Daniels, Dudley, Kuzma, McGee versus Clippers, Lou Will, Magruder, Harkless, Harrell.
Clippers.
So in the end.
Clippers
over LA. Well, ain't that a kick in the nuts?
I think West is going to be like that. Clippers is going to be number one. Utah is going to be number two. Between Lakers and Houston. I go with Houston.
That's four, actually. Who's the last four? Do you think Warriors make the playoffs?
Yes, they do.
You think so?
Of course. Okay. They either be seven or eight. Or six.
So that's five teams. Yeah. Who else is there?
Portland.
Portland, do you think will make it?
Then Denver.
Denver will definitely make it. What about Pelicans?
No, not this year.
We still need one more team, huh?
Maybe this year,
Sacramento?
Sacramento
over Pelicans?
Yeah.
Wait, there's a team we're missing 100%. Memphis.
Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio. Did you see San Antonio signing Damari Carroll, Rudy Gay, Damari Carroll, Rudy Gay, and Marcus Morris. They just want any big, small forward they can find. Anyone off the streets.
The same as New York.
With power forward.
Yeah, they have 25,000 power forward.
If you want one, I get for your birthday. I'll ask them. I buy from them.
No, Utah should get one power forward from New York.
Well, we're going to go, after this short break, we're going to go into general free agency stuff, favorite signings, all that stuff. But just a reminder to everyone, you're listening to KXSC Los Angeles. You can listen to us online at kxsc.org, on the airwaves at 1560 a.m., and on your smartphone with the TuneIn Radio app. And we are the service of the University of Southern California. We'll be back in a second.
Ese amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo le dan sabana, porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado, ven, 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 ven. Tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino. El destino te ha desamparado. Lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro alabando. Eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día no cuento si de nada. Lo mismo ya callé. Thank you.
yo en la frente el vivir así. Vamos Leo, vamos Leo, porque mi vida yo en la frente el vivir así.
Cada día yo te quiero más.
Thank you very much, Gypsy Kings, for your beautiful music. You guys don't know this, but there were actually, that wasn't a Spotify playlist. It was them actually in the office. So thank you for playing for us live. They were actually telling us that, Bob, I don't know if you know this, the original version of Ben 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 Maria was Ben 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 Mohammed.
Really?
Ben 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 Mohammed, Tequero, Ben Ben. Do you know what Tequero means?
Tequero, no.
It means I love you in Spanish.
Tequero, okay.
So you can say it to mom in Spanish, see if she knows. Either
she doesn't slap my face when I say,
what do you say? Tequero?
And then bam.
She just assumes it's a bad, something bad. Okay, Bob, as a promise to the listeners, now we're going to move into just general free agency stuff.
Okay.
Last week when I did my show, I talked about basically all the general signings and all that. There were some things I didn't know. The Kawhi Leonard thing we didn't know. Cousins, Danny Green, Marcus Morris, deals like that we didn't know. But just in general, which team do you think, give me three teams that you think had the best offseason so far?
Clippers.
Okay, and Clippers because of they re-signed Pat Beverly and signed Kawhi Leonard.
That's good.
And trade for Paul George. Did you think the trade for Paul George was too much?
No.
No?
No.
Enough to, like, if you're going to be a championship contender, give it all up?
Look at your reserve. Still they're good.
Yeah?
Still they're good. They haven't lost that much. No. The second team for me is Utah.
Okay, so Utah trades for Mike Conley.
Yes.
They sign Bojan Bogdanovic.
Beautiful.
And now they have a starting lineup of Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, Joe Ingles,
Gobert,
and Bogdanovic.
Wow.
Wow. Wow is right. You have Mike Conley, who can take over scoring at any time.
Exactly.
If Donovan Mitchell ever gets tired. Donovan Mitchell, who's amazing driving to the basket. And Joe Ingles and Bogdanovic are two of the best three-point shooters in the entire league.
No.
Percentage-wise?
Bogdanovic is good.
Ingles is really good. He's very good. They call
They're
both white guys who look very old, so they call him the Splash Uncles instead of the Splash Brothers. Because Joe Ingles looks like he's 40 years old teaching a math class. But and then you have Rudy Gobert, who's one of the best defensive players in the league.
Yes.
They did lose Derek Favors, but I don't mind
Derek Favors, and they lose
Grayson Allen.
No, the point guard.
Oh, Ricky Rubio.
Rubio.
Yeah. But I think they improved in both. I think Bogdanovich fits in more with Gobert.
That's what they needed. The three-point shooter. Exactly. And last year, the reason they lost because of the three-pointer.
100% agree. Yes. Three-point shooter and having a go-to scorer.
Exactly.
If Donovan Mitchell is your only go-to scorer, and that's the thing that's good about Bogdanovich, too. When Oladipo was hurt last year, he picked up for the Pacers. He scored like 25 a game.
Don't forget Mike Conley.
Yeah, and Mike Conley can take over a game, too.
I think he's third or the fourth best point guard.
If someone gave you 10-1 odds. No, let's say 20-1 odds on Utah. How much money would you bet on them to win the championship?
$100.
You'd bet on them?
Yeah.
Nice. I think they have a chance.
No, they don't have a chance, but 20-1 is good.
They don't have a chance. Why are you betting on them?
If it is 5-1, I don't take it.
No, but
it's 20-1.
But I think they have a good coach.
I know.
Quinn Snyder.
Look at the team and look at their reserve. Their reserve is not that good.
Their reserve isn't that great, but let's say, for example, for argument's sake, they go up against the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, they're going to be...
Pat Beverly versus Mike Conley. Who's better?
Conley.
Donovan Mitchell versus Landry Shamet. Who's better?
Mitchell.
Then you have, for Kawhi Leonard, Joe Ingles is a bothersome defender. He can get in front of him. And for Paul George, Bogdanovich is a very solid defender, too.
No.
Not that they stop them, but they can defend them.
Clippers on both of them.
And then Gobert versus Zubats?
Gobert. But.
It's close, baby. It's close.
But.
Even coaching, I think Utah has the edge there.
I know. But.
Quinn Snyder?
No.
The angry Italian guy you don't like?
No. I still like Clippers better. But don't forget, superstar in Clippers, he can wipe out all that five
Kawhi
guys.
Leonard.
Yeah.
But Utah has a defense, too. They're a very defensive-minded team.
Did you see that? What did they do?
It was because they had no scorers. Now they added Bogdanovich and Rubio.
Conley.
Conley over Rubio.
Yeah.
Okay, so Clippers 1, Utah 2. Who's your third favorite?
My third, New York, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Nets. If you said New York Knicks, I would have kicked you out of this room.
Brooklyn.
You're not my dad anymore.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Yes. So Brooklyn, they get Kevin Durant. Kyrie Irving. DeAndre Jordan.
Beautiful.
And Garrett Temple.
Yep.
So do you think, last year DeAndre Jordan did not have a good year?
No.
Do you think he starts or Jared Allen?
Jared Allen.
I think Jared Allen starts too. I think DeAndre Jordan is only there to be buddy buddies.
DeAndre is good at the end for blocking and rebounding.
But his free throw is so bad.
No. Last year, he improved big time.
No, that was Gobert? No, who was it?
DeAndre Jordan.
It wasn't Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan.
Okay, we'll have to look this up. I think it was...
Gobert was a
no,
bad.
There was 55%. One player that had really bad free throw. No, Andre Drummond. You're thinking Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond was the one who improved his.
I know, but DeAndre did too.
We'll see.
He was 70% last year.
Okay, let's do a bet on this.
Okay.
So after this, wait, you think 70% he shot free throws?
Yeah.
No way. Let's say, did he improve?
DeAndre Jordan.
Let's make the bet. Did he improve? 70%,
yes.
I win 100%.
Okay.
But let's say, did he improve from the year
Definitely.
Before?
Definitely.
Whoever loses buys dinner tonight.
No problem.
Shake on it?
I'm going to buy the dinner anyway.
Okay. Whoever loses buys the appetizer.
Appetizer.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Okay.
Okay, we'll look it up after this show.
But was number three, I told you.
And that was Brooklyn Nets. Anyone else you want to bring up that you liked?
I would go Utah and Lakers. Number four.
Getting Anthony Davis?
Yes.
With the...
Better than last year. They're much 100%, better than last year.
100% agree with you.
Yes.
With the moves after after Kawhi Leonard signed with the Clippers, do you agree with the moves that the Lakers made after, based on who was available and all that?
They had to, yes.
So you agree with Cousins, I think.
Warm body that they can play.
What about Caldwell Pope?
No, except that guy.
We could have given Jabari Parker that money.
Exactly.
I am so mad we signed. Every year we sign Kentavious Caldwell Pope. He's like, I don't know, he's like
I
an
think
STD
his
that
name
you
is,
keep...
has a Pope in it.
And Jeannie Buss is very Catholic.
She thought
he's related to the Pope.
Exactly.
So for me, the teams I like, I agree with Utah. Obviously, I agree with Clippers. Mm-hmm. But I think the Bucks were the one that we might disagree on a little bit. You were very anti them losing Malcolm Brogdon.
Yes.
But for me, Malcolm Brogdon is good. He is not worth more than $21 million a year. And that's what they would have had to pay him. Not that they would have wanted to. They would have had to pay him that amount. And instead of overpaying him for a span of a max contract, they flipped it. Instead of losing him for nothing, they got a first-round pick and some second-round picks.
From whom?
From Indiana. But they still got picks. They got stuff for him for nothing.
Pasha, do you believe in picks?
More than... The thing is, I am with you in terms of picks are overvalued.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're overvalued means they're an asset. When you go to trade with someone, when you say, hey, I'd like to trade, they say, I'm really on the edge. And you say, okay, I'll add a second-round pick. And sometimes that second-round pick probably isn't going to play in the NBA ever. But sometimes that's enough to make a trade go over the edge, which I think an asset, and instead of losing him for nothing.
For sure, right? But
and then you re-sign Brook Lopez, who a lot of teams wanted, to a pretty solid deal. You re-sign...
You could have him for $3.5 million.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. They re-sign Brook Lopez. They re-sign Chris Middleton, who a lot of people looking at. They get Wesley Matthews, who you don't like as much as I do, but I really like Wesley Matthews. And this is a shout-out to my friend Sam Suzuki. He's a big Bucks fan. He's very excited for next year. But who else did they get? They got someone else, no? Just signed Giannis Antetokounmpo's older brother, who's not very...
I want to make
Giannis
happy.
Hey, would you rather have Giannis's brother for 2 years, $3 million, or Contavious Caldwell-Pope for $18 million to make LeBron happy?
Neither one of them.
I'd rather Thanasis. No, in terms of making the superstar happy. If you had to, Thanasis Antetokounmpo, whatever his name is, I think that for cheap, that's good to make Giannis happy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I did like them a lot.
Waiting for LeBron James' son in 4 years
to play with Giannis and his brother.
With his daddy.
So who? And then also one we greatly disagreed on was the Orlando Magic.
Oh, yes.
You really hate Al-Farouq Aminu. I dislike Al-Farouq Aminu, but I do think he's a good defender.
Yeah, but the $30 million for three years, this guy is worth $5 million max a year.
Would you rather have Aminu or Contavious Caldwell-Pope?
Neither one of them.
If you had to pick. Gun to your head, would you rather have... I want to see how much you hate Al-Farouq Aminu. Who'd you rather have?
Aminu.
I mean, but and you're Orlando. It's not like you're getting the big shot superstars. Bob, nobody wants to. If you're going to move
Orlando
to Florida.
Orlando is almost the same as Miami.
Bubba, Orlando is in the middle up there, unless you like Disneyland.
No,
Miami has beaches. They have girls with big butts. They have cocaine. They have nightclubs. They have everything.
Okay.
Have you not seen Scarface? Miami is the place to be, baby. Tony Montana.
Tony Montana. That's why the guy went over there.
But anyways, what I was going to say of why it's better, why they did a good job, is they're... I mean, okay, we can argue whether or not they're a small market, but they're not a destination. And when you have Nikola Vucevic and Terrence Ross, two very good players that teams very much want, and you're able to keep them without overpaying them, I think that's a very successful... way to go. So let's switch gears a little bit. Who do you think had the worst offseason?
New York and Sun.
Why New York?
Look what they have. They had an opportunity to get KD. They didn't. And then they just get the left and right the power forward. Your team, somebody has to go tell the GM, hey, we need point guard, we need a small forward, we need shooting guard, we need center. We don't need 25 power forward.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk.
Maybe they want to trade some of them to this year. I hope they do, because their team is in trouble.
I think they greatly messed up not getting a star. They had two max slots. They traded Kristaps Porzingis in order to open a max slot.
Exactly.
And they did nothing. That is criminal. That is criminal. You don't trade Kristaps Porzingis unless you know for sure Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are coming.
Like what the Clippers did. They get rid of those three good players. They build up the team. Now look at their team.
Yeah.
But New York, just like Lakers, they go opposite way. they don't have a good front office.
Well, a lot of people say it's also their owner, James Dolan. This is a guy who, there was a fan in the audience who yelled at him, sell the team. He walked up to the guy and said, you're kicked out forever, banned him for life. This is a guy who, because the New York Post wrote bad about him, did not allow them into the meeting for press and got fined $50,000. The guy, excuse my language, actually, I can't curse on this show, but he's a Jack A-word. And he's basically the Trump of the NBA, which he's a guy who gets mad very fast. He kicks out media. Nobody's allowed to say anything bad about him or their fake news. But and players see that. When your owner is an a-hole, they don't want to play for you. And it sucks because you have the, New York.
They just work for you for just for the money. That's it.
Yeah.
They don't want to play hard. They just play for the money that
and
they
for
get.
Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, why did they pick Brooklyn? New York has the history. New York has Madison Square Garden.
Because New York didn't offer them.
They did. Or they would have for Kyrie. There's still talk of whether or not they would have.
KD wanted the money they wanted to pay him less.
I don't know if I believe James Dolan. James Dolan is one of these types that after KD says no, he'll be like, we didn't want him anyways. We didn't want to give him the money.
They lost.
They did.
They lost.
They did.
They went 20 miles other side of the city. And they
can you imagine?
Brooklyn.
Can you imagine you can play in Madison Square Garden if you're one of the best players?
Yeah.
You have to be that incompetent of an owner and a franchise to not be able to get anyone.
Just like Lakers, Pasha.
Lakers at least have LeBron and have Anthony Davis. We're still in a better situation than New York.
Of course.
And New York, the thing is, New York, at least with the Clippers, it's like, I don't know.
They made a big mistake to let the Porzingis go.
Huge mistake.
That was the
huge mistake.
And Dallas did unbelievably good.
Agreed.
I mean, they should have waited. Like Kevin Durant, they wait 1 year, but he's going to be back stronger. Dude,
Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis is the team of the future,
exactly.
Baby. They are going to be such a good duo.
Exactly. And they're good for fantasy team.
Yeah. And then for another team that I greatly disliked, and I think it's only based off of one deal, it's the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, my goodness.
The fact that you know you're not going to max out Kemba Walker, why didn't you trade him?
And then they signed, and then they get Rozier for a max, almost max deal. I mean, this
$19 million.
For who? Why?
Do you know who their GM is?
No.
Mitch Kupchak, who was with the Lakers before.
Oh, that's why.
Mitch Kupchak is not a good GM.
That's okay.
Anymore.
Let him stay there.
Let him stay there. But yeah, like, why would you not trade Kemba Walker? You know you're not going to sign him. And then I think it was Mitch Kupchak who came out and said, we look at Terry Rozier like he's a lottery pick. Are you on drugs, sir? He's 5 years in the league and you gave him $19 million. You don't pay a lottery pick even that much.
He's a starter. Oh, my.
God help them. God help them. Bob, we're about to wrap up the end of the show. Do you have any other final thoughts on Lakers, Clippers, free agency, anything?
Yes, one.
Yeah.
Please, New York have a deal with Utah. Give one of their power forward to Utah team.
Okay. Did you have a trade in mind?
Niang.
Oh, Georgie. No, Niang.
Niang will play for
Utah.
N-I-A-N-G. He's a power forward, but he's really bad. They should
why would New York want
No. Give it to New York with the first round pick up next year.
Oh, okay. And then get like a Julius Randle?
Julius Randle. If they get Julius Randle, watch out, Clippers.
I still don't think Julius Randle would start with them for them, though. He'd be on their bench. I'd rather have Bogdanovich and Joe Ingles out there.
Ingles, I'm not that much of it.
You're just racist against Australian people.
No,
it's time to let the hatred go.
I saw him play last year.
He's one of these guys who will hit threes, who will always make the right decision, plays hard and good defender. He's a good defender. He's a good defender, Bob.
If he is good, see how much he has scored versus Golden State. 5 point a game.
He's not a scorer. He's one of these. He's like a Kyle Korver, but
you're
like
telling
better.
Me that he's a good three point shooter. He had 5 points.
But that's the thing, Bub. When you're guarding, the biggest problem for Utah was they got their whole success through defense. But when it came to offense, Donovan Mitchell was the only guy who was a scorer.
Okay.
The
now
only
they
guy.
Have Bogdanović.
They have Bogdanović. They have
Julius Randle if he comes. Ooh, baby.
But they have Bogdanović. They have Mike Conley. They have these guys that'll make it easier to find open three-pointers. And when Joe Ingles has open three-pointers, they're going to be dangerous as hell.
Okay.
All right. Well, Bob, thank you very much for coming. Number seven, lucky number seven. I guess the next one we have to wait for is the 11th show will be a celebratory one. But
eight is a good number, too.
Eight is a good number? Okay, we'll celebrate for eight as well.
Okay.
All right,
happy
guys.
Happy birthday, Neda John.
Happy birthday, Neda. Another shout-out to Sam Suzuki because he requested one. I will see everyone later, and have a great rest of your weekend.